Welcome to the BBC.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of Between Both Cheeks podcast. You got all three amigos today, Luva, Becca, and Aaron. And you guys, we hope you liked last week's episode. We went back to our roots a little bit with our hot tea and the hot goss. So we're back again this week trying something new, telling you all the things that happened behind the curtain. So you may have known that we recently were at the Dallas Spa Show in March, and not only did the story we told last week on the podcast happen in March in Dallas, but also this week's story, and even some other stories that we are not going to share publicly. So whatever was happening in the air that weekend, y'all, there is something in the water. So Aaron, Luva, why don't you take it away and tell the people what happened?
Go for it.
Okay, so anyone who works like a trade show or anything before knows how stressful setup day can be, right? And here we are, we're doing a huge booth for the first time. It's like 20 by 30 feet. It's huge. And then we have a classroom because we do classrooms or classes and seminars throughout the show. So finally, you know, towards the end of the day, we're like 7+ hours into setup, and we're, you know, scattered all over the place, just doing our thing, trying to get everything completed. And let me back up a little bit, right? So in the morning, prior to heading to set up, we always send things like last minute items or things that didn't make it on the skids to the trade show. We send them to the hotel. We've never had a problem before. Typically, it's, you know, everything goes as planned. The only pain about that is like we have to carry it and we walk to the trade show and we're all going down the street with boxes. Well, anyway, this time we picked up our boxes in the morning, headed to the trade show, and realized not until the end of the day that we were trying to wrap things up, and I'm, you know, setting up all the products and I'm like, where the fuck is the body wash? It wasn't there. I'm like setting up and I'm like asking how everything looks from the front because we have these little counters, and I'm like, hey, how do these look all set up? And there's this big space. And I'm like, that's not good. And I think Becca, I text you and I'm like, have you seen the body wash? And you're like, nope. I'm like, oh my God.
And that was the launch for Dallas. That was the new launch.
Supposed to be launched in New York, but that's another story. So here, this is going to be the official launch because we had everything in the background taken care of. That is until we were, you know, trying to make everything pretty and line it up and make it aesthetically pleasing for everybody walking by. So yeah, I text back and I'm like, hey, do you have the body wash? I don't know if I called you or text. I probably called you because I was freaking out at that point. And so we're searching everywhere, the boxes in the classroom, the boxes at the booth. Turns out it wasn't there. So I called the hotel, and this hotel, they're so wonderful, but they were so busy. They are short staffed and they had just had way too much going on. And I am letting the phone continue to ring as I'm like power walking back to the hotel, and they are just adamant that they don't have it. We don't have it. We don't have it. Becca gave me the list of names that she had asked for packages for in the morning. I called the lab where it was sent from, and I was like, I need the tracking information. Meanwhile, Luba's like, you need to figure this out. You need to figure this out. I'm having a heart attack. But what was going through your mind at that point?
Oh, no one wants to know. No one wants to know what was going through my mind.
Yeah. No,
it was bad. It was bad.
So, okay. So I like hovered around the front desk of that hotel for probably 2 hours. I'm sitting there and I'm like, I notice they have a logbook, and I just take the logbook and I start flipping through the pages, because this is where all it, the logbook said it was like future guest deliveries or something like that. And it said logbook. Like, okay. So I took the, you know, sheet, the shipping confirmation from the carrier service. And I took the logbook and I'm like, I need someone to check the cameras. They're like, well, only the general manager can. And this is a Saturday. He's not in. Well, meanwhile, the front office manager had signed for it. And he, the staff was calling him and he was like, no. They took it. No. Luckily, we had somehow had a video of everything we took in the morning. And what ended up happening was, is I got the manager's number and we called him and we emailed him and we texted him. And he gave me a call back finally, like 3 or 4 hours later. And he ended up coming to the hotel. And, you know, we're going back and forth. Like, and I just kept saying, I'm like, this was your manager. Like, he signed for it. I don't know. You know, I know he's so adamant we took it, but I sent you videos and, you know, we got the weight and dimensions. And I, one of your staff members took me to like two areas to help him look. But anyway, I don't know how it finally, he came in and he, you know, looked all over himself and he had reached out to everybody was on staff that day, tried watching the cameras. And Luba, there was so much that happened. Do you remember, was it that night he figured out what happened or was it the second day?
No, it was that night. We had all like separated and you went to the hotel to deal with it. And then, you know, people went out to like grab something to eat and stuff. Cause now we're like way into the evening. And Robin said to John, Bat Boy Security, because John's like, I don't even want to say this because it's going to stress you out, but it's kind of funny. And I was like, nothing was funny that day. And no. And then he goes, Robin was like, oh my God, could you imagine if housekeeping took it? And my stomach just like turned and I texted you and I was like, do you think housekeeping took it? And you're like, hold on, let me.
Which is funny because when I was on the phone with the manager, because I mean, we went into like 6-7 hours of this whole ordeal. It was late. And I remember at some point saying to him, I'm like, you know, there are three identical boxes. It's heavy. Do you think possibly they could have been, you know, someone made a mistake and thought they were like hotel supplies? And then, so when you text me the housekeeping thing, I messaged him again. He's like, I just got off the phone with our executive housekeeper. I have some news. I'm like, okay. So it turns out that the whoever accepted the package, which was front desk manager, front office manager, whatever he was, who was adamant that we took everything, who did not log it, had logged the other things. They also got a shipment of hotel supplies that day. And rather than, Luba, you're reliving this, your face right now. Rather than, you know, checking individuals' boxes and making sure, you know, everything is whatever, it was placed with hotel supplies. So the general manager of the hotel and the executive housekeeper were working to try to find it. They could not find you. And meanwhile, this is a substantial product. It's a substantial amount of product. And, you know, we had, you know, our customers excited that this was the first place. We had done pre-orders online just to make sure. And we, you know, got the product there to make sure it was there and sent the rest to the warehouse. And the manager is, he is like, I can send a courier service to Vegas. I will fly there overnight. Like all these insane things, which would have been great, with the exception that it's like 9-10 o'clock at night on a Saturday at this point. And there's no way in hell that it would have happened, because we were up at like 5 a.m. the next day, ready for day one. Those days at that the Dallas show are long. And so at the end of the day, housekeeping had it. They I don't even know. It's such a mess, and like still trying to wrap my head around everything that happened. It's just insane to me.
So it's not resolved. No. There's a possibility that housekeeping thought it was the new body wash for the rooms. So they could have used it all. There could have been some rooms with it in there. I know the room that you and Becca were staying in, and Robin, and I mean, the other girls wouldn't have really known, but like headquarters would have known, like, nope, this isn't it. So you guys confirmed two rooms at least didn't have it.
I was like pumping the, it was because they were refillable, like, shower, you know, supplies like shampoo, conditioner, and the body wash. I'm like pumping the shower wash, like smelling the
shower. Yeah. Cause you know, when you buy our body wash, like you're going to fall in love with it. So we would know if it was our body wash. So at least two of the rooms didn't have it, but we don't know for all the rest. And it also arrived like 2 weeks prior to the show. So like they could have already been out of it in some of the rooms that they refilled. So that is it.
It's wild because the amount of mistakes and like overlooking by so many people that had mm-hmm. to be done to get to like, where we were, you know, no like one it was delivered.
No one decided to look at the label because it was addressed to you, Erin, with your full name and then Company of Bright. No one decided to like look at it and be like, oh, this is new. This is weird. Like, did we change our brand shower gel for the hotel? Let me check with them. Like, no.
And here's the thing is like, you would have recognized this packaging. Okay. Mm. When I was dealing with the lab, and I was like very, cause we had so many issues prior with something else. So, in the meantime, I've developed this relationship, right, with the woman who works there. And I'm like, I need it packaged this way. So anyway, it ended up being, it's like double box. It is like so pristinely packaged together to minimize damage, movement, to make sure that nothing but the best arrives. And like for them to go and get all these supplies, and then there's just these three extremely heavy boxes that are like, which one does not belong? These three.
Yeah.
For them to just overlook that.
Yeah.
And so it's still not resolved.
On the business owner side, right? Like there was express shipping to get it there early, direct from the lab. So there was time and money in that. There was time and money with like Erin and her team searching for it for 7 hours, right? Then there's the cost of not being able to sell it at the show. That's a huge loss.
Huge loss.
Because when you get to play, I mean, you go to a trade show so you can see and smell and touch and play. You know, thankfully our customers are amazing. Our Bright Babes are amazing where they're like, well, I'm going to buy it anyways, because we said at the show, like, we're just going to ship it for free. Like, if you want it, we're just going to ship it for free. We're sorry. We don't even have one with us to like touch and like, not even one.
No.
But the cost of not being able to sell a new launch at a show is, it can be detrimental to a business. And now we're out all of that money because we still don't have the inventory back. So this continues on, you know, time and wages spending on trying to resolve this. We're not going to get it back. Like that's just, I've come to that conclusion. We're not getting it back.
That or some, you know, employees at that hotel downtown Dallas are just lathering up. We're going to get some returning customers at least from that.
Right.
My God.
Well, I always said like, and Shonda said too, she's like, I think it's sticky fingers. Cause I was like, you know, maybe someone, it wasn't logged. It wasn't tracked. Did someone
there
possibly
was just
take
so
it?
So much. Like I get the, you know, mistaking it as I don't get it, but I could see where that could happen. And this is what I'm talking about. I'm like, it's like luxury body wash. It's not just hotel supplies. Like you've been able to see the difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, luckily, majority of the people that we worked with at that hotel were so committed to helping us, you know, figure out just what was going on, because I swear to God, I was in that front lobby hovering over the front desk with like just fear on my face, gray hairs appearing.
I think it was a good thing I wasn't staying at that hotel.
Like,
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea. So, it's on my list to follow up with the GM today about that. But it's, you guys, like, it is exhausting. This is the part of like entrepreneurship where they're like, oh, yeah, like go in business for yourself. It's so much fun. This is the shit that is like so taxing and draining of like the follow up and the like trying to recoup the funds. Anyways, we have the most amazing brightening body wash. It is a 12 ounce. She is a good size. She foams beautifully. She lightens and brightens from head to toe and down below. It's the same pH as the vulva. What else can I tell you? But it's amazing. So buy it. Help us. We've got tons of stock in the warehouse in Las Vegas, but for the Dallas show, thank you to everyone that trusted us and bought it. It was shipped out, like, I think literally the next day. But yeah, we're still got three cases missing in action in Dallas somewhere.
Yeah.
So if you stayed at a hotel downtown Dallas during the beauty show and you loved your body wash in your hotel, it most likely was ours.
Most likely was, yeah, our body wash has a whole soap opera behind it.
Literally. Yeah, that's what we should have
Literally,
called her,
it's called
soap
soap
opera.
opera.
We should have. That should be her name.
Name change, damn it.
Oh, that might have to happen. Soap opera. Oh, I'm thinking about
See,
it now. I'm thinking
fun.
about
And
it.
we were remember we were at your house, Luba, month last year, and we were talking about what could we, you know,
Call
yeah,
it.
that one never came up.
And you know, like
We
she
just
never
needed the
really,
drama. We
yeah,
needed the
she
drama.
never got like a name, like how we name everything else, like treat and prep and block and hype. Like she's just a brightening body wash. She never got like a full name.
You know her story. She's soap opera.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So check us out online. Becca, I'm sure we'll link the product in the link below. Comment below on what you think about this, or if you've ever heard of something like this, or if anything like this has happened to you. The hotel said, we've never had this kind of drama before. Like, this is
Literally.
insane. This is unheard of. It's so typical for Bright. It's very on brand. I do not know
Sure.
how we do not have a reality show yet.
Literally, I call Luba and I'm like, I tell her this, and can't even begin the stress with that trip, but this whole situation. But I call her and I said something, and the first thing she says was, Karen, how do we not have a reality show? I was like, I
Yeah.
have no fucking clue.
It's insane. Like, it's
This is keeping me on
insane.
edge on my this personal life. It's keeping me on edge with all of this.
You guys, we could literally have like the next 10 episodes of this podcast about what happened in Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, we just posted a podcast about what happened with some other tea in Dallas. Then this is not even the tip of the iceberg of the other shit that
No.
went down. So, anyways, thanks so much for joining us. Please buy our body wash. Please support her. You'll love it. You'll be part of the story.
Yes. Thank you for those to those who did purchase it at the show and trusted us, and we know you're going to absolutely love it. And yeah, thank you so much.
And continue to pray for Bright.